Australia will today be placed on a cyber war footing, with the federal government pledging more than $1.3 billion to protect against malicious attacks. The centrepiece of the new strategy is the recruitment of 500 additional cyber spies to defend the country against hacks from overseas. It follows a recent warning from the Prime Minister that a range of Australian organisations, including government and business, were under attack from a state-based actor, believed but not said to be China. Fergus Hanson is the director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute's International Cyber Policy Centre. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So is this all aimed at China?
Well, I think it's aimed at lots of different areas. So we've got, for example, a big pot of money that's going towards going after cyber criminals working overseas. There's an enormous injection in building up Australia's skill capability, but I think obviously the largest threat actor in this space, or the biggest challenge in this space, is dealing with the challenge that's coming from China.
Now, has this been a long time in the making, or has it been a rush job following the last set of hacking attempts, presumably allegedly by China?
I think it's been more of a slow build. I mean, we've known for a long time that there's a whole bunch of malicious state actors out there. You'll remember the sort of WannaCry and NotPetya cyber threats that we faced from Russia and North Korea. We've had the recent announcement that, doesn't say explicitly say, but hints towards China. There's Iranian actors out there, and the most problematic actors in totality are cyber criminals. So there's been this long-running problem that we've faced, but we haven't really made the investment to go after it in a really substantive way. So I think this is a step towards really making a substantive investment in trying to push back against the myriad of threats that are faced in this area.
I mean, what you're talking about there is a kind of a fragmented set of threats, geopolitically, but also in a criminal sense. It's important that this is coordinated, that you don't just create new fragmentation with the spending. What attention has been paid to defragging, if you like, the cybersecurity?
Well, I mean, you're right. This is a really interesting problem because you're facing different threat actors, both state and non-state actors, and it's targeting the whole economy. So it's not just targeting government departments. It's also targeting businesses. It's targeting individuals. So it's a whole of country problem, and it's lots and lots of threat actors from lots of different areas. So it is very difficult to do that. What the government has done with this announcement is to really pile in money into the Australian Signals Directorate in particular and gripping up that skill.
What does the ASD do?
Well, its motto is to reveal others' secrets and protect our own. So it's a intelligence organisation that goes and steals secrets from overseas. And it's charged with the technical agency in protecting the lead technical agency here in Australia. So it's also trying to protect Australian from overseas threats.
So we do what the Chinese do.
All countries in the world have intelligence. Most countries in the world have intelligence agencies. It's a given that they're going overseas and trying to reveal others' secrets to better understand the international environment that we sit in, and also trying to obviously protect our own secrets. So every country does it, and it's that's a part of the international system.
What's the balance here between offence and defence, which is what was implied in your description of ASD there? And there's one thing is actually going into a system and getting secrets, but the other is actually going in and doing damage, actually a cyber attack. And there's been this kind of gentleman's agreement, if you can use that sexist word, that people don't do that, but the Americans are starting to do that and being unleashed. Do we do that? Do we actually get involved in cyber attacks, even if it's preemptive?
Well, we do get involved in offensive operations that can include attacks. So if the government has disclosed that in the case of the war against ISIS, it has conducted offensive cyber attacks. It's also disclosed that it goes after offshore cyber criminals. using these offensive methods. I think the real difference here is the rules of war that apply in this space. So in the same way that in a conflict using traditional arms, there's rules of conflict, there's the Geneva Conventions that protect things like prisoners of war and civilians. Similarly, in this domain, there are also emerging rules and civilized ways that this is conducted. So one of those rules, for example, is not attacking critical national infrastructure, so not shutting down people's water supplies or electricity networks so that civilians aren't harmed, and instead being very specific about your targeting. And I think the way that Australia has gone about explaining what it's doing and in the circumstances when it will do it has been, you know, very much compliant with those rules of the road of, you know, being very targeted in their approach. Other countries, by contrast, have been much more wayward and I'd say in clear breach of those rules. So we've seen Russia attack an electricity station in Ukraine, for example, which would be a very clear breach.
I'm speaking to Fergus Hanson, who's director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute's International Cyber Policy Centre. I interrupted you there because I asked you about that integration question. So what were you going on to say that the Signals Directorate will be the coalescing agency here to bring things together? Is that what you were going to say before I rudely interrupted you?
I think the bulk of the investment is going into ASD. There's also this group called the Australian Cybersecurity Centre, which sits as a sort of adjunct part of ASD and I think has the central role when it comes to liaison with businesses and trying to help individuals improve their cybersecurity defences. So I think those are the two areas, but it looks like the bulk of the investment is going to go into the Australian Signals Directorate.
So 500 new digital spies, what's going to be the selection criteria for them? Do we have people ready for such specialised roles, or are there going to be 16-year-olds who are overweight sitting at their computer?
Well, I think there's some misconceptions about, you know, what is a cyber, you know, what a cyber warrior looks like. There's lots of different skill sets that are needed to be able to conduct these sort of operations effectively. But absolutely right now we've got a bottleneck problem in Australia where there is a shortfall of people with the requisite skills to be able to do that. So I think that's a heavy lift to be able to get 500 top level, you know, experts in this field, but it's over a 10-year period. So if you're making the investments in universities and in high schools right now, then you're laying the groundwork, I think, for getting those people trained up and into the door at ASD.
And we talked about just briefly, because we're running out of time, syncing up internally between various agencies that have got interest in this area, from federal police, etc., to others. Does this sync up with our alliance partners in Five Eyes?
Yeah, I'd say absolutely. It's going to be a key part of that, and a key part of making sure that Australia stays relevant and a valuable contributor to the Five Eyes network. So that's collectively the Five Eyes has it's the greatest intelligence network in the world. It has the greatest capability, including in this domain. And I think this sort of investment will make sure that Australia continues to be a really valuable contributor to that alliance, and in particular in this increasingly important area.
Fergus, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Fergus Hanson is Director of the International Cyber Policy Centre at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.